For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I have a story to tell, two stories, about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, being in the right place at the right time. I was on a train, I was in Italy at the time, and I got on the train, I was headed from La Spezia, I think I was going to Pisa, Florence, anyhow, I was in La Spezia and going inland. And I got on the train, and I sat in a seat there, and it's very nice, it's like a parlor seat. And the conductor came in and looked at my ticket. And he said to me in Italian and broken English, he said, "No, this is for first class. You're in the coach." So I had to make my way to the coach. The second time I was at a service for a, I don't know if you ever heard of Tony the Peanut Man, a black man that sold peanuts at the ballpark in Charleston. Well, I got close to him. I met him in Walmart a couple times, and he passed on, and I went to the service, and I was wearing my clericals, and I sat in the pews, and the pastor came down and said, "I want you up here in the chancel." So I was in the right place at the wrong, I don't know, anyhow, but I was called up, and that's the story in the last part of the gospel today, that I went to a place where I didn't belong, and I sat in a high, I didn't do it intentionally, but I said, "This is awfully nice for a coach ticket." So I assumed too much, I think. But the second time, I said, I realized my place. I sat in the pew, and the pastor came, "Come up here." "Yes, sir." He said, "I want you to sit up here." And then when they had the reception afterwards, he said, "You sit down here, we're going to get your food for you." And this is a white man in a black church. Very, very good thing. Healing on the Sabbath day. Feeding the hungry on the Sabbath day. Like the priest and Pharisee that walked past the man, they were probably going on the way to Mass. I've probably talked about this last time. Maybe it was down in St. Timothy's. But it's the same thing. Are we so bound by the law that we forget the spirit of the law and rather dwell on the letter of the law? And this story apparently they did, because he had to tell them that they held their peace, fortunately, but they couldn't understand why our Lord told them about healing on the Sabbath day. You know, will you pull the ox out of it? Of course they will. But can't you do good to somebody on the Sabbath day? That was the big question. And then he goes into the parable about taking a high place and being told, "You're not supposed to sit here, you're supposed to sit in the back." I go on to a reading, which I think touched my heart. It's a homily, part of a homily of St. John Chrysostom. Adam and Christ, Eve and Mary. Adam and Christ and Eve and Mary. It's a comparison between the Old Testament and New Testament. Our fall and the remedy for our fall. Have you seen the wonderful victory? Have you seen the splendid deeds of the cross? Shall I tell you something still more marvelous? Learn in what the way the victor was gained, and you will be even more astonished. For by the very means by which the devil had conquered, by these Christ conquered him, and taking up the weapons with which he had fought, he defeated him. Now listen to how it was done. A virgin, a tree, and a death were the symbols of our defeat. The virgin was Eve. She had not yet known man. The tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The death was Adam's penalty. But behold again a virgin and a tree and a death. These symbols of defeat became the symbols of his victory. For in place of Eve there is Mary. in the place of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the cross. The tree of the cross. In place of the death of Adam, the death of Christ. Do you see him defeated by the very things through which he had conquered? At the foot of the tree, the devil overcame Adam. At the foot of the cross, Christ vanquished the devil. And that first tree sent man to Hades. That's different from Gehenna. Hades is, you know, hell is a sort of universal term. But Hades is a place of waiting, a place of really not knowing what's going to happen next. So the first man was sent to Hades, the saints of the Old Testament. The second one calls back even those who had already gone down there. In the Apostles' Creed, he descended into hell, and that's on Holy Saturday. That's that story where you have Saint Moses, you have Saint Abraham, and they were brought up. Again, the former tree concealed man already despoiled and stripped. The former tree, Adam, who was naked and became ashamed of it. Again, the former tree concealed man already despoiled and stripped. The second tree shows a naked victor on high for all to see. You see the crucifix, it's nothing but a loincloth, and he's, you know, just hung there in total shame. And that earlier death condemned those who were born after it. This second death gives life again to those who were born before it. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? By death we were made immortal. These are the glorious deeds of the cross. By death, his death, we were made immortal. The song I heard, Jesus condemned, estranged from God. Jesus condemned, hanging there alone, estranged from God as he took on our sins. Have you understood the victory? Have you grasped how it was wrought? Learn now how this victory was gained without any sweat or toil of ours. No weapons of ours were stained with blood. Our feet did not stand in the front line of battle. We suffered no wounds, witnessed no tumult, and yet we obtained the victory. The battle was the Lord's. The crown is ours. The battle was the Lord's. The crown is ours. Since then, victory is ours. Let us imitate the soldiers and with the joyful voices sing the songs of victory. Let us praise the Lord and say, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The cross did all these wonderful things for us. The cross is a war memorial erected against the demons, a sword against sin, the sword with which Christ slew the serpent. The cross is the Father's will, the glory of the only begotten, the Spirit's exaltation, the beauty of the angels, the guardian of the church. Paul glories in the cross. It is a rampart of the saints. It is the light of the whole world. St. John Chrysostom. It's the same story, we tell it over and over again. Victory is achieved on that first Good Friday. And Easter proved it. He goes up to heaven. He ascends into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father, preparing a place for us. In the meantime, he comes faithfully at every Mass and inhabits the bread and wine, and feeds us with his very body and blood. So all things will soon be ready. Come and let us dine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.